Listen up, people. That's right. It's time to listen to the sparks of bliss in your life. I'm your host and life coach, Caroline De Posada from Miami, Florida. And this podcast is an invitation to join me in upgrading our mindset, wellness, and relationships so that together we create a life that unlocks our bliss. Join me each week as we explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and the moments of clarity, or as we like to call them, los momenticos, that make the world a little more magical. Consider this your weekly dose of wisdom in your pocket. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey guys, welcome to episode number 4 of Blissin' Up. Today is the last Sunday of May, which is absolutely wild to me. I cannot believe that we are already done with 6 months of the year and entering the last 6 months of this year. It's crazy how time flies. So today, what I have on my mind is two things: transitioning and up-leveling. Now, before I get into those two topics, I kind of want to share with you the methodology that I've used for many years to achieve success. And that is a methodology I call CORE. Now, I've always said that there's no one formula for success because success does not look the same for you as it does for me. But oftentimes, we don't even know what our definition of success is. And yet we do know that we want something other than what is our current reality. We want to change our lifestyle. We want to achieve bigger things. We just want something that is different, even though we're not 100% sure what success means. And that's why we don't even know where to start. So I've always said, if you don't know where to start, start with CORE. Now, CORE stands for 4 essential principles, skills that you get to implement and integrate in your life to start creating this definition of success and a life that is aligned with that. So the C in CORE stands for clarity. And this is about gaining clarity on your values, your priorities, and your goals, the things that matter most to you, so you can start defining your own measure of success. Then the O is about organization, and it is organizing your life according to these goals and these priorities and this new definition that you have of success. The R is for resilience, and resilience is all about reframing, shifting your perspective, tapping into a really great mindset so that you can navigate the challenges and the obstacles that ultimately are going to present themselves in your life as you reach for success. And the E is for emotional intelligence. How are you managing your emotions? How are you managing the emotions and the environment that you're in with the people that you love the most? How are you communicating this vision of your life, receiving support, and just really creating a strong emotional mindset for this life that you're trying to create? And when you implement CORE into your life, you create a life that invites bliss to find you. So one of my favorite clarity practices that I've integrated into my life, and I've coached hundreds of people to integrate into their lives, is to choose a theme or a word to govern a transition in your life. So what do I mean by that? At the end of the year, you know how people have their New Year's resolutions, and people love to start January with a fresh new start and they have all these New Year's resolutions. I don't knock that practice at all, but my preferred practice is choose a word that is going to define this new year. And when you are choosing a word or a theme, these are interchangeable. It's like, you know, the word that creates a theme, I guess. When you're choosing that is a very intentional practice. And it invites you to think about where you are now, where you're trying to go. What do you want to focus on? What do you want to prioritize? And at the end of this time frame, what would you have wanted this time to look like? And that kind of intention is very grounding and helps you redirect your life when you're starting to feel scattered, or you feel like you're all over the place, or think life gets in the way, and you've already forgotten what your resolutions were because you are falling into routines, patterns, habits, old lifestyle stuff. This word really helps you decide, how am I going to choose differently? How am I going to behave differently? How am I going to behave in alignment with this word? And that is just, it's one of my favorite practices. But I don't limit that to just an end of the year practice. I actually encourage you to carry that with you in throughout the year, in the different months and seasons. So right now we're starting June, and it's now time to think about, well, what have I accomplished in the last 6 months? What have these 6 months looked like for me? What is my word of the year? Have I been living in alignment with that word? Have I been focusing on that? And what do I need right now to guide me? So this might be to support your word of the year, or maybe life has rerouted you. Maybe you've taken a little bit of a different path this year than the one that you thought you were gonna when January came around, and it's time to redefine intentions, refocus, shift, adjust, tweak. It's up to you. You have to think about that. So what do you want your word for June to be? And maybe this practice is brand new to you and you've never had a word. So this is an opportunity to start this practice. And June in particular is an extra special month because it is a month that transitions us into a new season. So we are transitioning from spring to summer. Now, I have learned about living in accordance to seasonal rhythms. It's something that I have explored. I first learned this concept from Michelle Villalobos. I loved a podcast that she did with a friend of mine, Frances Rios. And I loved it so much that I then invited Michelle to have a Connect with God Zoom interview, which I'm going to put those interviews on my podcast show notes to talk about these seasons. And I've shared this with my community and with my clients because I love the practice. It just feels like an extremely intentional practice. And June leads us into that. So summer is going to look a little different than spring, which is going to look a little bit different than winter. And this is the time right now to start thinking and reflecting on this time frame. What is you want to get out of that? So I'll give you a little example. I was talking to my son the other day because he's about to finish the school year. He's about to start his summer vacation. This week he ends. And I was in the car and I said, hey, I'm curious, what is your intention for this summer? Like, what at the end of the summer, what do you want? What would be one word that you want to define your summer? And he thought about it and he's like, fun. I want to have fun this summer. And I thought, okay, that's his intention. So this summer, we got to sit down and we got to create a little bit of a bucket list of the things that he considers to be fun for him. Now, that doesn't mean that every second of every day in the summer is going to be fun, but it does mean that we want to make fun a priority. We want to really be intentional about it. So that's kind of like how I go about creating an intentional life. And what I want to remind you is that there is a huge difference between having the best intentions and living with intention. I have had times in my life when I have had the best intentions to spend more time with somebody or to get more organized or to work on my business or to, I don't know, write a book. And I've had the best intentions, but I haven't been intentional. I haven't set an intention. And when you have the best intentions, it could be to lose weight, or it could be to get organized, or it could be to spend more time with your family. Life is going to come at you fast, and it's going to present obstacles and noise to distract you. And it's going to constantly throw things that seem urgent and important in your face. And if you're not mindful about those things, then you get sucked in by what is urgent and you forget what is not urgent, but very, very important, which is usually the things that we reserve for last, right? The things that are, that make us better, the investments into our mindset, our wellness, and relationships. So for me, this month, my word that I am feeling into, and I'm laughing about this because the day that I'm recording this episode is a few days before a Memorial Day weekend. This episode is going to air on Memorial Day weekend, and still there's several days left till June 1st. So usually, and I'm going to talk to you about this in the whole about up-leveling, but usually when I think about my word, it's usually like that, those first couple of days of the month. That's when I'm really feeling into where I'm at. And because I'm doing this podcast is forcing me to go into, look at my big ass calendar, see where I'm at and what's coming into the future. And that is something that I have been battling for a long time. I'm so present. I love to live in the present moment so much that it's hard for me to plan ahead, and I kind of think about things in the moment that they are happening. So this is the first time that I've ever really started to create this intention and this practice so far in advance before the month is happening, which is a huge up level. One of the things that I've wanted to do is strike a balance between living in the present, but also being a better leader, which requires planning ahead, being efficient, being more strategic, and not doing everything in a fire drill format. So this podcast has, by doing this podcast, it has up-leveled another area of my life, which is that. So I reserve the right as of right now to change my word because this is what I'm feeling into right now. But I recognize that maybe in the first week of June, I'll feel a little bit different. So I reserve my right to change it. But for right now, the word that I'm going to choose is refresh. And the reason I'm choosing refresh is because summer for me is a refreshing time. It's a time to get in the water. It's a time to enjoy watermelon salads. It's a time to enjoy longer days, spend more time with my family, which is very refreshing, enjoy vacations, which is very refreshing. It's a refreshing time. But I'm also choosing the word refresh because I want to refresh a little bit my house. And here, this is like where I'm tying it all together, and it's all so exciting. This month, June 6th, will mark 1 year since I decluttered my home. If you don't know about that process, I invite you to go to my blog and read my decluttering marathon blogs because they were so inspirational. A year ago, we decided that we were going to remodel our house. And in that process of remodeling our house, we had to move out completely from the home in order to remodel it and then come back in. And I chose that time to do something that I had longed to do forever, that I have always had the best intentions to do, but I had never done with intention, and that was really get organized and declutter my house. So I had read the book, The Magic of Tidying Up by Marie Kondo, and her second book, which I liked even more, called Spark Joy by Marie Kondo. I had read those books and I used those as my guides, and I said, I'm going to go for it. I am going to do the entire process. I'm going to follow her instructions from A to Z, and I'm going to see if what this woman is saying is true. And I have to tell you guys that has been one of the most life-changing experiences I've ever had. It expanded me in a huge way, and it created changes in me that I did not know that we're going to create. So just to give you one little example about that, before we remodeled our house, I used to have a wall. When you walked into my house, there was a wall right in front of you, and behind that wall was my kitchen. So the kitchen was a galley kitchen. And when we started talking about remodels, my husband and my designer and everybody else that would come into this house would talk about how wonderful it would look if we were to knock that wall down so that we would have an open floor plan, this like open kitchen with this grand room. And I fought that tooth and nail. I never wanted to have that. The reason I didn't want to have that is because I like to walk into my house and feel a sense of peace and order. I don't like to feel chaos. But if I was being honest, my kitchen was always a mess. There was always dishes in the sink. There was always stuff all over the countertops. It was always chaotic. And my thought was, if I knock that wall down, then every time I walk into my kitchen and every time somebody else, like a guest, walks into my kitchen, the first thing that they're going to see is the chaos. I thought when I stood my ground about not giving up that wall that I was just being honest with myself. I was thinking, I don't want to become enamored with somebody with something that is impossible to sustain. You know, it's the same family that's going to be here after we remodel, and our family is messy. And I felt like having an open floor plan was going to set me up for failure. But having that wall there felt very safe for me. It gave me permission to be messy without having to see the mess from every single angle of my house. Now, I had a designer, her name is Elika, who was adamant about me knocking down that wall. And she told me, listen, your kitchen is a mess because it is not designed functionally. And it's because you don't have any systems in place. And she kept asking me to trust her. And she's like, I am going to create a space for you that has a home for every item, a space that flows well. And you're not going to believe how easy it is to maintain. It was very difficult for me to trust her and to believe her at that time, because it's hard to imagine a different future with the mindset of your current reality. I'm going to say that again. It is hard to imagine a different future with the mindset of your current reality. So even though I loved the idea that she was presenting to me and the vision that she was holding for me, I wasn't 100% sure that my family of five could step into that vision successfully. But I decided to trust her, even though I wasn't sure I believed her. And what happened was that began the domino effect that I always talk about in my business. When I coach people, I talk to them about creating momentum, about how one thing leads to another thing, and about how sometimes you have to step into a new identity even before you own that identity, even before you believe that you could step into that identity. And here I was, so tunnel visioned into this reality that I lived in that I didn't realize that was a possibility for me. But I I trusted her. I went for it. And the decision to remodel was what led me to the declutter. And decluttering changed my life. And when I came back into this home, I was not the same person who left. And I realized that Elika had been right all along. And because I was different, my husband showed up differently and my kids showed up differently. So we were not the same five people pre-remodel that we were post-remodel, as I suspected we were going to be. We were different. And that brings us back to my word refresh for the year. Because you see, Marie Kondo talks in her Magic of Tidying Up book that once to twice a year, she does a bigger tidying up, right? So her claim is that once you have tidied up your house entirely, that's a once in a lifetime process. You do it once in your lifetime and you will never have to do that again. And then the other kind of tidying up, which is not the once in a lifetime, but more the maintenance one, is every day you put things back in their place. And then once a year or twice a year, you come back into the space and see what you have accumulated, see if there's anything that needs a home, and like make some decisions and do a little bit of a bigger tidying up. But it will never be that big monstrous project that you had that once in a lifetime. And that is where I am at right now. I have managed to maintain my home for an entire year. My home is still organized. My home is not chaotic at all. It's a completely different environment. But because some, you know, the months have passed, this is a great opportunity to refresh. Just kind of come in and look through the drawers, look through the closets, kind of assess the situation and refresh. So June is feeling very supportive for that word and for that intention. So now that brings me back to you. What are you feeling into for this summer? What are you feeling into for June? What do you want to focus on? What are your intentions? And what walls do you have up in your life because you are afraid that you don't have what it takes to up-level? Because you are afraid that you're going to set yourself up for failure if you try this thing, if you try to make this change. I invite you to consider that, to consider just starting and putting in the work and trusting that you are going to step into a new identity that is beyond what your current reality can envision. So that's all I've got for you today. I hope that this was helpful, and I hope that you get excited about choosing your word or your theme for June and choosing what areas of your life you are ready to up-level. So if you love this episode, I would love for you to share it with someone that you think would benefit from it so we could continue to inspire people to create a life that invites bliss to find them. Have a great weekend, guys, and I'll see you next week. That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for being here. I am deeply, deeply grateful for this time to connect. Now, if you are feeling called to dig deeper and really work on elevating your mindset, your wellness, and your relationships, and you're looking for a life coach to work with you one-on-one, and really help you just retrain your brain, define success on your own terms, and just live healthier, happier, and more meaningful life, well, I invite you to schedule a consult with me. Let's have a conversation and see if working together is in our future. You can find the link to calendar of consult right there in my show notes, but you can also connect with me on my website, carolinedeposada.com, or send me a DM on Instagram at carolinedeposada. I'm so excited to connect with you a little further. Now, as far as this podcast goes, I would so, so, so appreciate if you could leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews help us so much. And like my friend always says, the project is big and you're a part of it. So thank you for helping me spread good in this world.